Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good to eat. Give us something good to watch.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fans. I'm back with a special guest. He was a part of my original podcast, The Troll Gods. He's my family, blood cousin. Higher Q, man. Big Q, man. Have welcome
Q, to man. Uh-huh. What's happening? What's
I this? Can't call it, man. He was dude on the couch on The Troll God, like, and he was one of the main factors that got in my ear to get me back on the podcast set, man. I appreciate you pushing me and appreciate the motivation.
Oh, yeah. I knew it. You're too unique.
Think like, so?
Even the people that don't, that ain't gonna let you know that they value your opinion is uh-huh. still looking at it. To tweak theirs. And you just keep it, you keep it a buck. You ain't trying to be politically correct. Like, you saying what it is. You gotta say, if you get butt hurt, you just butt hurt. But people respect it.
And I heard it a couple of times, man. I'm like, he said, so, you know, people watching your stuff, they might not like it, they might not share it, but they tuning in. Like,
they watching it. That's the part that matters. That's the part where you can get paid from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you can hate me, but you still happen to pay me, and that's appreciated.
Right.
That's appreciated.
So do you feel in the podcast state, and like several podcasts, like I get the feeling like a lot of even mainstream like podcasts, like I was watching Drink Champs, and like the it was with your boy Fredro Starr, I believe, and like the whole interview was just him trying to chase viral moments. Like, it was just a whole lot of
I hate Drink Champs.
Really?
Yeah, shit is it. Like, you getting niggas drunk and then you asking them, like, that's weird to me.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you that type of person, I feel like, yeah, that's what you did with bitches. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't never the type of nigga to give a bitch a shot. He could smoke his weed or something, but
yeah.
That's weird to me. But, yeah, niggas is, the world changed or something, bro. Like, girls run everything.
They
niggas
do.
Just acting like girls on the internet for internet moments. Like, niggas do extra shit when the camera's on,
mm-hmm.
trying to go viral, and that's weird to me. Because the name of the game is not to be caught. But these niggas just want to be in front of a camera. They want 1 million views, which is crazy.
It is.
Crazy.
And I was like, the whole interview was just like example. Like, it just, he was just shouting, Biggie died broke. He didn't say that, but it was just a whole lot of like, of rah-rah. And I get that a lot. People are like, damn, like, is that part of the culture now? Like, I think Charleston White kind of, I wouldn't say the grandfather of that. I say Charleston White, he hit the scene around the content creating where Facebook start paying people and this. I think that's like tied in because.
Nah, man, like them niggas is dying to be relevant.
Uh-huh.
Cause it don't take too much spotlight to revamp something like with Young LA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they showing dude when he was fucked up in the studio, couldn't get his bars right, he was crying and shit.
Yeah.
They showing all of his shit all over the world, but then some young kid Googled his music.
Uh-huh.
And they replay that motherfucking song. They put it on TikTok. This nigga shit took off.
He did.
Out of nowhere, he was relevant again off of a viral moment. And a lot of situations happen like that to where them old niggas be looking for that type shit. Like,
yeah, I see that.
Like, I even feel like Jim Jones felt like he was on his way out, so he had to say some stupid shit. Like, and come on, bro. And I'm really Dipset. Like,
yeah,
I'm really a Dipset fan. It was 4100 Dipset. It was, we really,
I remember that.
It was really Dipset for us. So when that nigga said that, I'm like, yeah, man, ain't no more Dipset.
Yeah.
Like, it can't. Like, y'all let Jadakiss them do that shit to you. Now you saying this shit, you trying to go viral. And it worked for him.
Yeah.
For the most part. I don't know. It's just weird, though. It's just weird.
So, would you say, you spoke on it, the 41, not the 41 Dipset, Dipset and the versus the Lox. Would you say that was just like a annihilation? Did you see that coming? I did not see.
Man, hell nah, bro. Like, I mean, I was arguing with niggas and shit. Like, I'm taking bets. Like, man, you niggas is crazy, bro. And I fuck with Jada Kiss and them. Like,
yeah.
But y'all not great. Just do this to my guys. And then they got on the stage and they handled them people.
They did. Knocked his bandana off.
Oh, man. They played with them people. And they let it go there. And that was unbelievable.
So, just switch up back a little bit. How do you feel about, how much is it on the podcast of like Vlad, Adam 22, like, how much is it on the person to answer the question? Like, do you ever see like, you know, people getting themselves indicted with and catching charges off of, you know, like you said, the goal is not to be caught. Do you say it's more on the interviewer asking the questions or the people just answering the question? Because everybody got free will.
Yeah, it's on the motherfucker to get an answer.
Yeah.
Like the person who's asking the question, this is their job. This is how these niggas make a living. If you go into this situation knowing that and you let this nigga like do the police job for them,
yeah,
that's on you.
Right.
You know. Nah.
So background, let's go back into your so what made you start getting into music? Like what made you want to be an artist?
Shit, man, because my niggas was cold at everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was always a cool nigga. Like, I always fuck with the popular crowd. Not trying to be a popular nigga or nothing. It just happened to be my group of homies, the niggas that everybody fuck with. And these niggas was always cold as shit. Like Tim Roach, this nigga was the coldest basketball player.
Really?
Man, this nigga was ignorant.
Uh-huh.
Like, I ain't know nothing. Wasn't nobody fucking with my nigga, man. My nigga Kid, this nigga, like, sixth grade. This nigga like a grown man to us. We just know he's going pro to the NFL. Like, my niggas is cold in sports. And I wasn't playing no motherfucking sports. We was,
yeah.
I'm in trouble. We can't do shit. And, like, I wasn't getting no trophies for it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm rapping. And when I start rapping, as good as these niggas is, and everything that they good at,
uh-huh,
man, couldn't nobody fuck with me. Still,
uh-huh,
can't nobody fuck with me. But I ain't trying to.
Right.
I ain't trying to rap on no shit now. But and they know they can't fuck with me. Out of love.
So what was your first track? Like, what was your first track you recorded? Like, what was and how was you feeling at it? Was like.
Man, like I said, me and my nigga Killer, we went to my nigga Sean's crib after school. We was freestyling the shit out of town, but we ain't never really recording no track. But I think it was the Welcome to Atlanta instrumental. It was the first instrumental we got.
Yeah.
Downloaded off LimeWire. We rapping in the nigga's basement. That was the first time I heard myself. After I said it, you know what I mean? First time I played it back and it's on the beat, like it changed my motherfucking life.
Welcome to Atlanta?
Nigga, that motherfucking beat was so crazy.
It was, wasn't it?
Like, it was a lineup of beats, though. It was just the first one that they got finished downloading. It was Welcome to Atlanta, that Memphis Bleak ran her. At Jaquan Tips, like it was a couple shits that
it was hard,
man.
Now the hood hop,
and then we went, yeah, it was the hood hop,
yeah.
We went nuts, and then like, my niggas from up 10th Street, post up niggas, man, like they was the first group of niggas who I heard that made me want to be better than everybody.
That Trail now, Trail Minor.
I don't know if he was in there.
Okay.
I don't know if he was in there. I know who you're talking about, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like all of them niggas over there, you know what I mean? They was click tight.
Yeah.
So he was probably fucking with them niggas, too. But it was the first niggas like, man, Dukes and Rams. Man, when them niggas went back and forth, it was the first time I seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, these niggas is, yeah. I'm going to fuck with y'all for like a month or two. I don't know. You know what I mean? Just because I got to see it. I got to see how y'all get down so I could beat it. Like, to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I thought at the time, them niggas was the best thing smoking.
Uh-huh.
But after a year of me doing what I was doing, man, nobody. And then my daughter do it.
That's amazing right there, man.
And she's cold.
It's amazing.
Was it right in the cold? Look out for her.
Uh-huh.
She's covered. She's cold.
So you transition. So now you're the man behind the music. you got an artist trailing and you got your daughter. Like, how was that transition? Like, how was the, like, how's that now? Like, how's that different from rapping?
Shit, the transition just was automatic. Uh-huh. Like, it got to the point of doing the music. Like, it, as long as I was doing it, as nice as I was, as nice as everybody's telling me I am, like, I wasn't never really, like, dropping nothing. Uh-huh. Like, I never really, I think I got one project that's dropped, but I probably got, like, no bullshit, 800 songs on the computer that
unreleased?
Probably only, it depends on who's unreleased too.
Okay.
Because if it's niggas just in the circle, or we in the trap and you with me and we got music going, then you hearing all of this shit. But shit, unreleased, because I ain't with 100 motherfuckers. 100 motherfuckers ain't heard
right
all this music. But this is from, this is 15 years worth of shit on the computer. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Yeah. Google Drive is crazy, ain't it?
You feel me?
Yeah.
And then getting to the point where I feel like, shit, I've been doing this shit for so long, it ain't even no thrill in it no more. Like, I was never with that Unity shit. Like, if a motherfucker wasn't in my ear, like, man, you ain't fucking with me, I didn't have the drive to do it.
What do you mean, like?
Like, yeah, you gotta, so like, if I go to the studio with a nigga and he say some goofy shit like, damn, bro, I gotta bring my A game. I know you about to kid me on this.
Uh-huh.
I ain't gonna know how to rap. Like, that's going to throw me off so fucking bad. Like yeah. What, nigga? Like, if you get in the boxing ring with a nigga, you ain't going to shake his hand like, man, I appreciate the opportunity that you about to give me to get my ass beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so that shit throws me off. If it was in a fight, it would throw me off.
Right.
So that's what it got to be to me in the city. It was too much unity. Like, not that it had to be beef, but friendly competition is cool. And when I got to the point where I felt like I didn't have the drive to be competitive, I'm just recording.
Uh-huh.
It became therapy. And like I meet Terrellin, and I know by this time in my life, I know it ain't what you know is who you know.
Right.
Dude's a lot younger. I know way more people than him. He might know way more about the business than me, but I know people that can put you in a different position. Mm-hmm. So it only seemed right, shit, to get him up under our wing and try to see if we can get to the next level. And my daughter's fresh. Like, my niggas ain't even heard this shit yet.
Ah, okay. So yeah. I got the free sample. Yeah,
heard it. Like, yeah. I heard that shit. Like,
that's amazing, man.
Yeah.
So, who was your, like, favorite artist, like, if any, who was your favorite to work with? Like, who was your favorite to collab with?
Like, in the city?
Period. Whoever you collab with, like, who, like, did you record it with? Who's your favorite to record, you know, favorite working with, rather? Do, 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 do.
Wow. Like, the first, like, going to a nigga studio, I done went to a couple of nigga studio,
mm-hmm.
but the one that stick out the most was this nigga, Goldie called me. Nigga hit me up like, shit, bro, I got a song. I need you on this motherfucker, woo, woo, woo.
Yeah.
Like, shit, straight up, let's do it. Shit, it was like the next week. Nigga, you ready? I'm ready to. I'm like, shit, what's up? Where you at with it? I'm in Indiana. I ain't driving over.
Uh-huh.
I come and grab you. And say, can't pick me up. We shoot to the booth. The hospitality was crazy. Like once we get in there, I'm like.
Now, he's a real. You just about the second or third person in the big dog West End Goldie, bro.
He's a realist. Like, that's the first thing to stand out about going to the studio
uh-huh.
with a nigga. Like, it was the coolest. It was, wasn't no bullshit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't have to worry about nothing. Everything smooth, copacetic. And I don't really be fucking with niggas either. So,
right.
I'm looking for bullshit. But, like, everything since I met that nigga been exactly what it was supposed to be. But, in, like, just cooking in the lab, shit, my nigga Tully. Like, we get together. We do some crazy shit.
And shout out to Tully, man.
It's my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How's he been, man? He got his lawn service going? Because remember, he was trying to get his service going, is that?
Yeah. He's still doing the grad shit, howling. Mm-hmm. Whatever motherfucker need done. If they got some money.
Yeah.
Kyle Tully.
Hell yeah, man. But yeah, Weston and Goldie, man, I got to get into the gun range with him, man. And I love what he's doing with the stick tactical, man. I love to.
Real talk. He's not fucking the real.
Real talk, man. He's
not fucking real. Dude don't say shit and it don't happen. And they said he was going to get into that shit. Everything he said. Uh-huh. I've seen that happen. Like, a real fan of that nigga's work.
So, if you had a rate, give me your rap, Mount Rushmore of Louisville rappers, of local rappers, who would it be?
Shit. Like, EST would have to be first.
He gotta be, bro. Like,
come on, bro. That nigga, a Louisville nigga, bro, took over the fucking world.
Yeah.
The world was waiting for that nigga to drop. Like, the city was begging for this type of artist, this type of spotlight. It's fucked up. Whatever the beef shit is, I ain't getting nothing to do with that on either side.
Neither do I.
As a fan of good music.
Yeah.
And shit, as a nigga from the streets, as a fan of good music, that shit is crazy. As a nigga from the streets, I would hate to be the niggas that he didn't like.
Right.
Like, when that nigga said, yeah, wake up and just see how you get shit on and shit, I was like, man, god damn it. like, and I'm not even when a nigga who hate,
right,
who's waking up and getting shitted on, but when a nigga says, it's like, god damn, like, I would hate to be the niggas that.
Like I said, like, what are you, if I got beef and I got people that don't like me, let me get some millions. Let me get up and let me get a plaque. You know what I mean? I'm a, if it's
the,
that, huh?
In the spirit of being from the streets, I respect, like, a nigga gotta respect what the fuck is going on with that shit from both sides.
Yeah.
Like, cause if a nigga would've got the money and then was like, hey man, we gonna squash it, you lose Louisville. Everybody in Louisville is, like, right now you got, it's like 50-50, well, really, like, 70-30. Yeah. But if you on Shamo, if you get that money and you on Shamo, let's squash the beef shit. And not saying that it's not wrong with squashing no beef. We just speaking on Louisville's culture. Mm-hmm. If that nigga would have got that money and said squash the beef, Louisville would have said ESTG's a hoe.
Yeah. It ain't no win against the internet. It ain't no...
You feel me? And then if the niggas that... got a problem with them, if it was vice versa, if them niggas would have started getting a buzz and was woo 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 woo, niggas is gonna say, man, you niggas is hoes.
Right.
Like, it ain't no, it just sucked that we waited so long for that type of spotlight with that type of artist that once it came, all the other shit that came with it.
Right.
Like, that shit. Because if it wasn't that, if niggas wasn't beefing in the city, everybody would have that nigga on that motherfucking, like, nigga, he did legendary shit. Like,
he did. That was a...
This nigga went on tour with Future, hit you for the tour, like, this is different.
Yeah.
The concert that nigga brought, like, we're not going to get that.
Never again. That was amazing. Like,
we're not going to get that. And I didn't even go to the concert. I just knew the lineup.
I was last minute about it, and I was last minute about it for other reasons. But I'm like, it just clicked. I'm like, this is a once in a lifetime thing. I can't let this. You know what I mean? I like ESD's music. I like Future's music. Lil Baby's. You know what I mean? You brought out Scooter. That was, you know, Doug. He just got, you know.
Yeah, he did. Then that nigga went nuts, bro.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then you had, like, when that nigga dropped, bro. The world, we asked for this type of artist. We was, man, the city got talent, man. They need to let a nigga from Louisville get in and woo, 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 this, that, the third. And then when it happened, it was fucking split in the middle.
Right.
Because of,
you know,
both sides. And respect to both sides of whatever side there may be.
But I look at it like this. Any beef, well, I ain't gonna say any beef. A lot of rap beef. You know what I mean? Gucci and G, like all that stuff shit got street ties. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I
think, see, the thing that sucks about that shit here, though, is we here.
Yeah.
It's cool being here watching Young Boy and Fredo Bang go back and forth. It was cool watching Dirk and FBG Duck go back and forth. That shit was cool, but once a nigga's here and you in it, especially if you was in the streets, like you really cool with both sides.
Yeah.
Cause you never knew that this shit was coming.
Right.
They didn't even know that this shit was coming, but I done got money out there. Like, I know some of your niggas. I know some of this niggas. I ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
But I respect because of it's rules to shit. Like, I ain't no motherfucking EST member or no shit like that. So
yeah.
I ain't going to fucking Victory blasting this shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, it's common sense, yeah.
You know what I mean? If you gotta respect some shit, you know, you could be a fan and or whatever, like I'm gonna listen to the nigga shit because the nigga's hard.
Right.
But we ain't gonna
yeah, use common sense now, yeah.
Dumping this shit if we ain't got no problems with no niggas over here, like
yeah.
This shit is different for them. Vice versa. Like, I ain't great go out that motherfucker with.
Yeah.
And then cause as far as this is going to city, man, that motherfucking H block nigga.
Yeah, that was,
bro. Like,
look, I'm gonna tell you a story. I was so fucked up that night. When it dropped, I seen, you know, the title of the what's it called. I'm like, okay, EST. I listened to it all night. I'm like, damn, he got a song called EST. I'm thinking he's about to be featured on it. So I'm like, I didn't grasp the words to it. But you know, once it went viral, local, you know, viral the next day, I'm like, oh shit, like that motherfucker.
Bro, like, bro, as far as this song's period go, Like, and I'm a nigga that do music, so if I go pick a, if I'm about to go back and forth, we great do this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta kill you on that motherfucking beat. The moment that bitch drop, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That shit's gonna be different. Before I even know what you gonna say, then he said what he said. I'm like, oh shit.
So that's top in the city, top diss in the city?
Cause
I made a post about that.
Not just top diss in the city. Like, for me, everything about that motherfucking song is crazy. Like,
it was.
Like, I think it's one of the best, like, of that caliber.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit's crazy. But then, though, like, it did some of dude shit that we just listening to. Like, I have no idea that these songs is dishes. Like,
yeah.
When that shit is first going on, like, I swear to God, it was like 3 days straight. I'll never forget it. I'm sharing, like, when I'm hearing this, when I'm hearing the fucking music, like, I'm giving a live update type shit. Like, I was coming back from Michigan, and I heard that motherfucking Da Bull, EST Da Bull, like, and that song, to me, is one of the, like, everything about the nigga, the beat, the cadence, how niggas talking in the ad libs, like, the whole song is crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't think I heard that one. I gotta check it
out. Ah, man, that motherfucker is. Hey, yeah. You was a legend till you told that you just smashed a splinter.
Okay, yeah, okay, there it is. Okay.
You know that, and that's when we really getting hip to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it was already out for a while before I heard it. And then, like, I think whatever. Beef is supposed to be
allegedly.
I think that shit, yeah, allegedly. I think the beef is already allegedly already on. I have no idea, like, who's beefing with who. I don't know who's on what side. I don't even know that it's a beef. You know what I mean? Because it ain't to that point where it's everybody business.
Right.
It was never everybody business, but it just got out because it's the street. So, nigga, I'm sharing. They shit. I'm sharing the other nigga shit. I'm sharing they shit. I'm sharing and I'm sharing them back to back.
Right.
To where if I was a member of either side,
yeah,
I'm gonna take a look at this and what you on.
Right.
But then when the motherfucker said it, they be like, bro, you know. And I'm like, nah, I had no fucking clue.
Right.
No clue.
I was kind of late to it, but I was just a fan of this music.
I'm still listening to the music. Yeah. If it's what's hot.
Some young guys pulled up on me and they, you know, and I asked them just, you know, What y'all doing to him? I'm going to get ready. Y'all fucking with that, you know, G. I'm just on some, you know, what y'all about to do? You know, it. They looked at me. We don't fuck with that nigga. And I left that, you know what I mean?
Man.
I caught them cues. All right. That's a bad. See you, big bro.
Bro, like, when that shit was at the height, bro, like, again, coming back from Michigan, I'm riding with my mans, Jake. It's my dog. Like, he's bumping. He's fucked up at this 42 Doug shit.
Yeah.
Like, we listen to this shit. Like, niggas 4.5 up, 4.5 back. Nigga, we probably listened to 42 Doug alone for 5 hours. Nothing else.
Yeah.
But 42 Doug.
My brother
play some more shit, bro. So this nigga played G shit. And, like, we come across the Kentucky line. We coming through everything, hit the Florence, y'all. We get to the city, and I'm like, all right, now. Like, dude, tighten up. You know, it's different rules now, boy. You know,
yeah.
Back at, I live here, you live all the way out there. I'm gonna get out this motherfucker right here. You got to drive through all this.
Yeah.
Don't have these windows down and have this shit all the way up. If you ain't on what this music is on.
Yeah, they put the AirPods in, huh?
Man, this nigga went to the little store, JB's on Sam Street.
Uh-huh.
They go to JB's on Sam Street, and he got the shit blasting. This nigga called me. He's like, bro, they try to kill me. I'm like, what's going
that
on?
That ain't funny, but.
And they said, bro, uh-huh. I had that motherfucking shit planned. They opened up the door and said, look, my nigga, you can change it, or we going to change it for you. I said, yeah. You should have listened to me.
Right.
I just told you. You know the rules. We back home. Tighten up.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't in the beef, but it's just going. It's just going on out here. You know what's going on.
So, we got our subject a little bit. So, you said, I said the Mount Rushmore Louisville rappers, EST was one. Who's 2, 3, and 4? Because I caught a little flack for my list. But I didn't put the main, right? I didn't put, like, Jack, EST, Vory, them niggas. I was like more of a like a local legend scene type of thing, and I kind of like a little flack. I put CO Boogie in my top four, and I caught a lot of flack for that. But he had a nice run.
Oh, dude, be having.
He had a nice run.
Dude had a couple.
Yeah,
dude had a couple of joints.
Had a whole movement. He had a lot of these niggas rocking hard. They was deep. You know what I mean?
He had a nice little. He had his time.
Yeah.
But shit, like
they was what 20 deep in code. That was major.
Man. I don't know about Mount Rushmore though. He hard.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put him on my like but see, I don't know
who the hell. Oh shit.
Okay, so I put G. I put Fine.
Okay, Fine.
Like I still ain't. Like that nigga's first CD, that was some shit. While we was kids, uh-huh. To hear that type of shit, like it was something different to me. G Fine,
J One. I think I had J One on my list.
I said Native, uh-huh. old school, dog. Shit, I don't know. I don't really be listening to Louisville niggas.
Yeah.
Like for Mount Rushmore, like niggas who I don't put above.
Yeah.
Like it can't nobody be above these niggas type niggas.
I think I had 10, 1.
How many is it? 4?
Yeah, 4.
Did I say 4?
Yeah, one more.
Goldie, I'm gonna give it to Goldie.
Goldie?
I'll give it to
Shout out to Goldie, man.
Give it to Goldie.
Shout out to Goldie. But to switch subjects a little bit, the WNBA is going through, they boycotting. But my thing is, though, what I learned about boycott, you got to have some leverage. You can't fucking boycott if you ain't got no leverage.
Look, man.
Y'all not getting paid because viewership, people don't watch it. People don't buy jerseys. If y'all set out, that's not going to help. You know what I mean?
Yeah, y'all not taking off from the fucking free throw line. Like, y'all ain't got no motherfucking logos or this your silhouette.
Yeah.
Like, cause y'all not doing nothing. It's just fundamental basketball at a medium well level. It ain't even at a high level. And nah, I ain't gonna say it cause they're gonna kill me for it. Nah, I am gonna say it cause they not, like, I like LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, when I watch a female that, When you show me a girl that can do what this nigga do,
wild
in.
So you saying, so would you think lowering the rims, because a lot of people say they should lower the rims to 9 feet, that'll definitely bring in more dunks and more, you think that'd be an issue because they operate that house and y'all getting a bigger a cut of the pie than NBA players. Like, y'all want a bigger percentage, but y'all getting a bigger cut of the pie. The pie is not that big. Like,
lowering the rims to who? The girls?
Yeah, to 9 feet.
Oh, no. Not them. Not them women.
Really?
The fuck? Yeah. I mean, every fucking girl in the NBA, I can guarantee, in the WNBA, I can guarantee you, they the type of bitch just telling a nigga, don't take it easy because I'm a girl.
Yeah.
It's basketball. Y'all want what these niggas get? Y'all got to hoop like them niggas hoop. Fuck, we getting
it. They ain't going for it.
There's money.
Yeah.
And we're making it easier for you.
Right.
Nah.
So you said they ain't going for it, huh?
Nah. They getting what they deserve right now. For them to get NBA money for the next 20 years, they need an Andrew and a Caitlin. In every draft, all of them is going to have 20-year careers at a high level.
Yeah. They need more, because I think Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese is just the beginning. Like, these have brought a whole different eyeballs, like, you know what I mean, to the sport.
Yeah, and, I think, and they should...
clone them? Like
that? Nah, not clone. They should make the most of the opportunity just in front of them. I feel like it's being wasted on racial shit.
Yeah, I agree. Like
every fucking thing about these motherfuckers is black or white.
Now, they got the NCAA, what's it, NCP, the National Negro, NCAA, the National Negro, because it was a hard foul. Yeah, it was a hard foul, and they was on there talking. I'm like, y'all really brought in, like, these people talking about a fucking foul in basketball? Like,
come on, but, like, they be so fucking ready to march. Shit, that's why shit don't matter no more. Y'all march about everything. Fucking y'all involved with a foul for? If it wasn't the Klan out that motherfucker putting a noose around this bitch's neck when she was going up for a layup, that shit have mad that they business.
Bro, that
Shorty signed up for this. If I had to pick between them two, I'm going with the white girl.
Caitlin Clark,
she's a sniper. She's a sniper. I'm going for that.
Right.
Angel, you tall and shit, but you're not dunking. Like, that's not great.
Step, you ain't pulling from 30 feet. You know what I mean?
I'd rather fucking mow the grass than watch a WNBA game.
We just talked about that.
Yeah, I'd rather do that. Watch paint dry. Anything.
Speaking of grass and ladies, if a man, okay, you want a man to do man things, I understand. Let's just say you want a man to, I don't know, get you a new bathroom door. I put you a new toilet in, or maybe cut the grass. And I say, nah, I'm not doing that, but I'll pay for it to get it done. And if you turn down that service, you have no right to, you ain't a real man. You can't guilt trip that man and not doing it. Some guys don't like to get their hands dirty. Can't everybody put an alternate on the car? But I know her, man. I know somebody that will hurt. You know, whoop. So I don't know. That's just some goofy shit to me.
It's the world.
And it is, ain't it, bro? Like, that is the.
Like, everybody do it. Like, burn all the options out and then cry.
Yeah.
When you left for what the fuck we was trying to avoid. Like I said, I wasn't doing this. I got some money, though.
Right.
I got some money. This money is here, and somebody out there starving. Let's help them eat.
A nigga said he'll cut my grass for one Percocet. So you think I'm about to get out of here and when I...
You'll do it for one?
Yeah.
To go two.
Right.
Take another.
Man,
get the weeds while you at it, big dog.
And I got you a cold Sprite, too, to wash it down with, man.
I'm going
to
give you what you want. You got a big red. I got a big red. They like Perks of big reds.
That's
the thing I heard.
We are not acknowledging drugs, man.
Allegedly. I don't know from personal experience.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
So that is, but
I just watch a lot of movies. Yeah. Man, speaking of movies, man, that damn Denzel in Training Day, that's a classic movie, dog. I just watched that the other day.
Because you said speaking of movies, and I just knew you was going to say.
About goofy-ass sinners? Okay.
Nah, not sinners either. I like sinners.
We can talk about that.
I like sinners, but I thought you was going to say.
Yeah.
Because this movie did some shit, like, I didn't cry.
I already know what you're about to say.
But I could have cried like a fucking baby. If the one tear would have dropped, at least 200 more was going to come behind it.
Uh-huh. All you had to do was bat your eyes.
Bro, that motherfucker, bro. And I played it out so good. You feel me? I'd have been at my grill watching that motherfucker. I'm trying to stage a fall out. I'm about to cry. But I know you ain't in this motherfucker blinking. Stood up, stomped off. But, man, that Straw movie.
Yeah.
You ain't watched that?
I don't know. I ain't really big on Tyler Perry movies, but I gotta.
I do outreach. Uh-huh. I've been doing this shit for a year and a half for Louisville Downtown Partnership. Shout out to the guys, Miss Rebecca, Frank. They love me downtown. Like I'm in a position to really get shit done because I'm really the guy that's on the street. Like I go to meetings with. The deputy mayor once a month. I'm in there with John Pierre Beam, Sergeant Puff from the police department. And the shit that I say in these meetings, it matter to these people because they know that I'm out here 5 days a week, 40 hours for a week. You know what I mean? So, just doing this job, and I done did the most, you know what I mean? I did my fair share of wrecking homes. I done sold every drug known to men. Like, you know what I mean? We out there with the roaches and the rats.
Yeah.
So I know this side of drug dealing. Uh-huh. I know what this side look like. But I ain't never...
That's another side of that addiction.
You know what I mean? I ain't never been the guy that helped nobody. Like, you at my window at 3 o'clock at Circle K, I'm probably going to pull a gun out on you. Like, yeah. Fuck you got going on, fam? Scoot over.
Yeah.
I'm one of them. But, like, doing the shit that I do, like, when I first started doing it, because the money.
Uh-huh.
Like, they paid me good money for what I was doing. But just my moral compass, like, it wasn't set up right. And the shit that I was seeing, like, it changed my perspective. And I'm the guy that don't give a fuck. Like,
right.
I wasn't selling drugs to be a fucking social worker.
Uh-huh.
But knowing, like, damn, that's what this shit led to for you. You out here sleeping right here, like, you don't see his fucking anthill
right
next to your head, like. I deal me all the time, Q. I'm used to it. Like, that's different to me.
Right.
I to see a motherfucker I was in class with, like, and not just a nigga that was in the class, like, bitch, you matter in this class.
Yeah.
You was a problem. You was tough. And now you up on this Vadoc in his tent, like, fucking for spice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, like, so to see that shit, it changed my perspective. But that Straw movie, like, I'm already the guy that I give the utmost respect to anybody who I meet.
Yeah.
When I come across some people, what's up, black man? How you doing, beloved?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is how I'm greeting everybody. You know what I mean? The utmost respect. That Straw movie, like, I wish I could do more when I greet a motherfucker just because I don't know what your last 12 hours like.
Okay.
I don't know what it was right. like for you with the bed.
So it's like it. I got to watch the Straw.
I don't know. Maybe it was like it for me because of what I do.
Yeah.
And I like what I do. I'd call flack from niggas for what I do.
What?
Like, because listen to me. I made a post on Facebook. I shared a nigga's shit. I just know that this nigga's name, I ain't going to say his name. I just knew that the nigga's name was what his name was. I don't know his brother. I don't know his sister. I don't know if he got a brother or sister.
Yeah.
I don't know his mama, his daddy. I don't know nothing about this nigga. I just seen you in a spot that I used to be at with some niggas that I used to fuck with. So, like, and I'm seeing this nigga do stupid shit. I'd probably get this nigga out of going to jail at least 5 times when that really ain't my job. Like, really, I'm supposed to move aside and let this shit happen. Uh-huh. But because I know you and I know the niggas that know you, come on, bro, we ain't gonna go through this shit. I see them digging in the trash and shit. I go in the store, bang something to eat, like, yeah. And I'm not just gonna go buy you a bottle of water and some chips. Like, you really gonna eat.
Yeah.
So I post a nigga's pitch and I'm like, hey, man, have his peoples get in touch with me.
Right.
Cause the, and then I go back to work. Like, I'm helping motherfuckers. I ain't even have time to be on Facebook to know if a motherfucker hit me back. But when I get back on this motherfucker, my mind is blown by the shit that niggas is saying. Like, bro, if you really wanted to help him, you wouldn't have took no picture. You wouldn't put him on Facebook and whoop, whoop, whoop. And I'm like, every nigga that's on here, this is what I do.
Right.
For 40 hours a week.
Uh-huh.
And not one of them weeks in one of those hours have I saw y'all down here helping this man.
Right.
And you niggas is critiquing the way that I done did everything that I knew to do. I'm trying new shit with this nigga just to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't know if it's drugs or some mental shit, then I'm at a loss. I don't know which way to go. So I put it up on there for that purpose so somebody can reach out and, ah, bro, it's whoop, whoop, whoop. Here's what he's going through. Then I got a starting point with them. Man, these niggas tell me, one of the niggas was like, I'm like, bro, I do outreach. And the nigga was like, outreach? And I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
It's just your peoples. Uh-huh. I'm helping your peoples. The shit that I'm doing is helping your peoples. Whatever it is that you do for the community, you happen to, whoop, 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 whoop. It ain't helping this nigga.
Right.
You know what I mean? You ain't with the people that you connected to.
Yeah.
You happened something, and then it was some old, like another nigga hit me up, and like I'm telling niggas, like it got to the point where I'm telling niggas, like, fuck y'all.
Right.
And fuck your peoples.
Uh-huh.
Like, fuck is we talking about? Like, how you niggas mad at me for helping a nigga that y'all say I love you too?
Right.
I don't say it. I don't even know this nigga last name. I just know that you niggas know this nigga for sure.
Right.
Hopefully, this pitch is going to get me the information. None of his niggas was like, help me out.
So where did he go to? Did you get the information?
Yeah, they gave me the information, and it was basically, it ain't nothing to do. Like, niggas was like, come on, bro, take it down. Whoop. So when I took it down, it was only for the purpose of my job. And how I started talking to the other nigga and shit. Cause we going back and forth. Cause like a comment, like I still think about this shit. I don't even know why. Like, that's why I go so hard at it. Cause a motherfucker was like, nigga, you do outreach. And I'm like,
yeah.
So once a month with the deputy mayor, I'm at that table. Uh-huh. Like, my opinion matters. I don't know what it is you do or who it is that you meeting with, but you ain't sitting at this round table right here. You ain't in this room. Like, it was like gunshot shit. So I was telling nigga, like, you talk to niggas that already got shot. I don't think it's special. This is a nigga who got shot talking to niggas who already got shot. I don't see what the, because a nigga, and I'm on this type of time because the nigga's telling me, like, bro, you just do outreach. And I'm like, you just talk to niggas in the same boat as you.
Right.
I'm talking to niggas that I'm so fucking far from this, but I'm right around the corner because any day a nigga can lose everything.
Right.
But I'm like, I'm doing something different. Like, I think what I'm doing is worth more than what you're doing. Like, but to each his own.
Right. So what do you see yourself in like 5 years? Like, what do you, with the outreach, like, what is your goal with that?
Like, I think I have my own program going.
There you go.
Because of the people that I work with, like, they gave a nigga great training, and then they just let me go. Wasn't no micromanaging the moves that I'm making. Like, they really just, all right, look, here, we trusting you to go out here and do this in the name of us.
Uh-huh.
And like, the shit that I did, nobody told me to do it. Like, we got a little partnership with Landmark. Like, I'm getting people in that motherfucker My dude Brian joined over at SOS. We got something going with them where we get medical supplies for the people that's on the streets because they don't always want to go to the hospital.
Right.
And they still be hurt and shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We got something set up to where we can get them the equipment that they need direct. We don't got to go through no doctors and no waiting rooms, no nothing. Like, we can make a call.
Really?
And shit can be right here on the street. Just a lot of shit. And then just what I'm learning about it, like, I want the transitional houses and all of that, like, because I see a lot of them are just popping up, and it's a lot of people's in it for the money.
Yeah.
Like, we was out one day, and a nigga came and picked a lady up in a Wraith, like a Maserati, like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what I mean? I go to work like I'm... I wore this shit to work.
Yeah.
Like, I don't got to wear no uniform or nothing. I'm out there every day, foams and shit, but it's just how a nigga dress. But if I got a Maserati, like, we most definitely ready to go get the company car first.
Right.
Before I put you in this. You're not great getting her. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And just seeing that, I know with this, in my mind, like, y'all not in it for the right reasons.
Have you ever seen the movie Body Brokers? I think it was the last movie. Remember Old Man from the Wire, Michael Carter Williams? That was the last movie he played. And it was...
No, I ain't seen it. I know you're talking about that.
It's called Body Brokers, and it's about the scheme of people, like, checking in people to, like, rehab for money, yada, yada, yada. Like, so Michael Carter...
I've seen that.
Yeah, that was...
I've seen
good,
that.
That was a good movie.
I've seen that.
He was so fucked up. He was taking them... You know, he was taking their money straight to the dope house. Like, they'll do their time in there. That was wild right there, bro. Like,
I think, I know shit like that type of vibe is going on. Because it's so much money in it. Because that industry is not really, it ain't really policed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I'm fucking his name, first and last name, birthday and social. Like, you can easily say that this person is in your facility.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Every now and then, somebody's getting caught because you said that this lady's here and they said that this lady's here. So somebody's going to get caught up like that. But once you get that information, soon as shit slow down, just, you know what I mean, pencil two or three of these niggas in. And
yeah.
Ain't nobody really checking for that from what I'm seeing with it.
So, to switch it up a little bit, the Big and Lazy Podcast, man. So, what would you say is your favorite? What was your favorite episode? Some of your favorite moments of the podcast?
I said, hands down, Crack Doja.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Hands right down, there. Nigga, you
there?
Called me, nigga. I came and sat in the room like this is, man. And then the crazy thing, I was at a concert.
Yeah.
After that.
You was at the Crack Doja.
I'm coming down to motherfucking, coming down the steps. It's pitch black. I don't even know how the nigga knew it was me. Q, I turned around. Man, you want some Miss Henny? I think I had a cup already. I'm like, yeah, I want the Henny, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, this nigga always got Henny.
He love it. He took the McDonald's cup and pour half Henny, half Coke, the large McDonald's cup. I'm like, oh, man, he's a...
Yeah, he don't fucking around, bro.
Yeah, I love...
I can really drink that Hen Dog.
Yeah. Hey, we all straight on him. Niggas just down with the tequila. Niggas was on that Hen Dog.
Niggas was on ENJ. Niggas was on ENJ.
My cousin to this day, God bless his soul, he, no matter if he got a $2 in his pocket or $200,000 in his pocket, he gonna get into the irking jerk. We all went to the boat. I get a shot of Wolford, or whatever. Let me get a shot of ENJ.
Wolford's him.
It is, ain't it?
Wolford's him.
I got turned on to a lot of good bourbons working in R&DC. But I say one of the biggest moments, not to, before we get to our subject, other Big and Lazy Podcast, I believe, remember I went on that rant to the bitch? Remember I went on that? That was my puff. That was my Puff Daddy. That was my... If the mics was hot, like...
Hey.
Bitch, watch that back and watch... Shut the fuck up and watch the show.
Yeah, you're her.
Yeah.
You're her for me. I didn't come here for you.
I went off.
That was... And nothing else needed to be said after that.
Yeah, she shut the fuck up too.
And you know what? That was a checked baddie moment.
It was like,
if you wouldn't have put your foot down immediately, if you wouldn't have put your foot down, she would still be in this motherfucker screaming. And this is a whole different setup in a new spot. Part of town and everything. She'd still be in that corner screaming.
Man.
No, sir.
Yeah, I had to get with her. That was crazy. That wasn't even my forte, but she just kept going on. And
then it was so, like, instantly just cool.
Yeah. Just.
To the point where I'm like, man, what the fuck is going on? Like, I ain't never been that mad and that cool that fast. Like, never. Like, I can't even act that normal.
Yeah, that was crazy. No,
she was hot. I'm like, ah, man, she's gonna do
it. Then she, like a couple of days later, she, you know what I did after you yelled at me? She said she went home and masturbated to my voice, bro. Oh, my mom, when she said that turned me on so much. I said, indeed.
She should have opened your palm, took a Sharpie, wrote her name. You are here. Palm on my fucking hand, beloved. Every time, when I see jump, you better touch the fucking moon. What the fuck is you talking about? You did all of that to go play with your pussy. To me checking you.
Oh, my God, man.
Palm on my hand. Crazy, crazy world.
It is, man. It really is. Yeah, man. But we just growing every day, man. And I just want to say this. I love all the support. I love all this and that. But if you think you got an enemy or beef on my end, a beef is just two mutual parties. I don't fuck with that nigga and yada yada back and forth. I ain't got no beef with nobody. I don't got no. Fuck y'all. I be at home hitting my water bong and watching King of the Hill. Yeah. Shout out to the King of the Hill. It's coming back August 4th. I might call him to work just to watch King of the Hill all day. I might.
You got to touch me to have beef.
Yeah, bro. Like,
ain't nobody touching me.
All right. If you think I feel a way about anything, it's not August 4th, King of the Hill, man. You throwing the King of the Hill party?
Nah, didn't a couple of them niggas die?
The voice of Dale, he died. But now it's official. It's coming back. Like, it's.
I'm saying, then another nigga died, though, just recently.
From King of the Hill?
Yeah, like.
Who? John Redcorn. Yep, he died. Killed himself.
Fuck.
Yeah, he was going through. Because they had, like, the.
I didn't mean to laugh.
Because they had, like, a little.
Fuck.
Yeah, they had like a little. I say a look. I hate to put a little in shit. They had a Comic Con down in San Antonio, and he went on a rant on Facebook before it happened. He's like, it's a damn shame I didn't get invited. Yada yada yada. They say he went mentally ill, got drunk. So then a nigga, he pulled up down there uninvited, like he was an audience type shit, and he went on like a little rant. They had to drag him out, that motherfucker, like. And all this is on. I'm a King Hill fanatic, so I'm in all the little groups and messages and shit. So, yeah, I'm like, so whatever he was going through, God bless it. So I guess he couldn't.
Hold on. So like, the whole cast from King of the Hill was together.
A lot of them, like the voices, the directors.
See, that's like.
It wasn't all of them, though. It wasn't all of them.
I'm not saying that shit's justified.
Yeah,
but. Like, knowing the shit that I know now, because, you know what I mean? Because I'm a cool nigga. I ain't gonna say I'm funny. Other people tell me I'm funny. Yeah. I done threw jokes on niggas in school, and everybody done fucking laughed. And some of them niggas, when I sent a friend request on Facebook, they accepted it.
Yeah.
And I'm really sending it on some old, I'll see what this nigga's on.
Yeah.
And they accept that shit, and then you just dare, and I'm like, why would you accept a nigga like me? Like,
right.
And then when I get old and I know what the damage is, you know what I mean? Like, some motherfuckers, there's a couple motherfuckers that are strung out. I'm probably like 85%. The reason, like, really giving niggas hell in school.
Bro, you was a boy. I was the same way, bro. I reflect. I'm like, damn, like.
Never beating them up, though. Yeah, just broke, jokes.
Yeah, I'm, straight jokes.
Man, I know some niggas out here strung out because of the shit that I. So, as I'm older, I be trying to. I try to be aware of it. Like, Like when shit's viral in the city, I don't really comment too much on it. Like if it's out of town, like if you never, if I'm never gonna see you, you never gonna see me, I might laugh at it, put a comment on that shit. But if it's a chance I'm gonna see you in Walmart, I ain't gonna, cause some, for some reason, every time I do it, niggas know me.
Yeah.
Like, ah, Q, you fucked up. And I'm like, nigga, what's fucking 90 comments on that, nigga, you gonna see my alley? I'm like, goddamn. But so for that reason, because I'm aware of the, like, how niggas be, I don't even want to say butthurt. The effect of that shit, of not being in the clique. I was once in the clique. I never made it to the clique. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For dude to be a part of that cast and then them niggas go have beers without him.
Yeah.
Like, and he's already a little, and they was probably saying that too. Like, man, don't invite Redcoin. You know, he's fucking crazy.
Right.
Like, and then he do some shit like that. They all kicking themselves in the ass.
They are, ain't they?
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Check on your friends with mental health, people. That shit's real out here, man.
Yeah, man. RIP, man. John Redcoin, man. On the RIP note, have you heard about the viral? The lady got stabbed to death at McDonald's. The girl that stabbed her, she was off like a, you could tell was something wrong with her. She said she was being bullied and stuff, and I could see that too, but you still don't slice it nice. But have you ever heard of a $25 million bond? I don't think El Chapo got a fucking $25 million bond.
No, I think it's going to be the new normal.
Really?
Because I think, and it's crazy to say, but I think because Shorty killed her manager for the reason that she killed her manager, within the next year, we gonna see at least 3 or 4 more managers.
Oh, get off there.
Because of it. And it's gonna be at the hands of a bitch.
Yeah. Cause a lot of females is taking up for her. I'm like, just, man, because she got picked on, you wanna go fillet a motherfucker?
These bitches are batshit crazy.
Yes.
Like, ain't no checking shit. Like, the bitches who got a voice now are the bitches who was quiet in lunch when we was in school.
Sit by itself.
You know what I mean? Like, these are the bitches that are running the fucking world right now.
I believe that.
The Stone Cold hoes.
Uh-huh.
Like, I seen a post that's like, slut shame is bad, we love sluts or hoes or some shit. Man, that motherfucker had so many, like, it was a number, a point, a number, and a K. Like, I'm like, God damn, nigga, like what? Ain't, don't nobody want the good bitch no more?
Bro.
Everybody want, I don't know.
It's a self-proclaimed whore, and like, she was just talking to me. She said, it's not no way to talk to a lady. I said, lady, you are a self-proclaimed whore. I treat you like a fucking, like, you not no lady. Like,
you know what this is.
I'm not that guy. That's why you say I'm unique. Y'all get, y'all, if y'all prostitutes and hoes, y'all don't get no princess fucking treatment. Y'all don't get no, ain't no real woman of class showing they pussy and bouncing up on fucking headlights and having niggas pour
on my link.
Like, yeah.
What?
Have niggas.
Like, that ain't even, I don't know, it's different.
I ain't shaming you. Do your thing, but it's, you definitely will be judged. You definitely. But I want to give a shout out to the OnlyFans ladies that thought they was going to blow, but surprise, you're a local rapper. Ha. Surprise.
Listen to this track, bitch. Yeah, you know what the fuck we felt like.
Y'all don't support me.
Sneak dishing and niggas need to get a job. We need more niggas building houses. We need more bitches shutting the fuck up and getting in the kitchen. That's what we need.
Get them pasta taken.
And you bitches is on OnlyFans. Fans, playing with yourself. You was your only fan.
You made
only fans.
That was a part-time job. Come 15 on. Hours a week. Now your uncle done seen your asshole and family.
You feel me?
Thanksgiving's gonna be awesome.
At home. You're too lazy to make it in on time. You telling your subscribers you gonna go live to buy 3. It's 4:15 for you to cut this camera, bitch.
Oh man.
Yeah. Listen to this track, bitch.
Yeah, man. I'm always
good. But because that shit happened, bro, like it's going to, unfortunately,
it's gonna be some ripple effects.
Cause all of this shit is catching waves with the girls. Like if a baddie do it, if one of them baddie bitches, one of the popular baddie bitches, mm-hmm. like I support her.
Yeah.
If I worked at McDonald's, if I was a manager at McDonald's, I would quit. Nah, you just put a hit out on me.
Yeah, let me get
that's,
about
it. That's the equivalency of that.
It is, bro. Like
one of them bitches back it, because once they backed fighting for absolutely no fucking reason.
I seen a post that said baddies don't even got no plot. It's Mortal Kombat for single mothers. I don't think a status has ever been truer, bro. Because I didn't... bro, like, I'm watching...
Hunger Games. Because if insecurities wasn't in there, like, they could do it to the death.
Yeah, and they
will. No problems. Uh-huh. No problems. That's scary. I got two daughters. But I don't know. My daughter, she's different. She's different. She might whoop some shit, but I don't see it like... Like, there's no control. Like, if you cute, you willing to twerk and fight,
yeah,
you can get them viral moments. Mm-hmm. You can get them viral moments. And be all right for a little bit. And if you know a little bit, you can be all right for a long time. But they showing repeatedly that these bitches is dumb.
It's a back of the rocks. I don't do it much, so I pulls up on a... I shot my little shot online to a little lady friend, and I ask her what your plans is for the day. It's the first day we texted. Oh, nothing. I got a fight later. I didn't respond back. I said, what? She said, yeah, I got to meet up. My little cousin's got beef, so we going to fight. I said, well... Shoot, delete this. I ain't got no fucking... Oh, you should have... She got a big ass. She, man, I can't...
Man, fuck that ass.
I ain't got nothing to for you, baby. I ain't got no conversation.
Ass headache. What the fuck you mean I got to fight later, bitch? I'm trying to get it going.
Right.
Like, I'm not about to...
You ain't got... That's the highlight of your day? Right, yeah.
I got to fight later. You right. You fighting with right and wrong.
And I always thought that... Now you say that, like... I think most of them chicks are single, but they might have somebody. Like, I wish fellas can chime in. Like, what's the aftermath like? Especially if you get whooped, your lady get whooped. Like, are you taking the ice pack to the wounds? Like, giving feedback, baby, you should have ducked, right?
These niggas is fighting with them.
Uh-huh.
The game is weird.
Yeah.
The niggas who support bitches like it is the niggas getting whooped by bitches like it. He has to support this shit.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it makes sense. Like the one little nigga, bro, when I seen that shit on Facebook before, I ain't never felt like sorry for a nigga that didn't lose both of his fucking legs in a war.
Yeah.
Shark bit his arm off. You know what I mean? It gotta be tragic for me to give a fuck. Bro, when they first showed that motherfucking little nigga, him and his girl was going back with Drake.
Ah, yeah.
Bro, when they first showed that nigga, bro, and he was singing that song, and that bitch smacked him.
Uh-huh.
And he sat up and he had them tears in his ass.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel so sorry for this nigga. Like, I'm like, nah, like, where he at, fam? We'll go.
Yeah.
I'll whoop that bitch for him. Like, what are you doing, fam? Man. And then I see, I'm like, you're really like, I can tell that you grew up with a single mother.
Uh-huh.
Because you act like a young, dumb female. Like, it ain't just this bitch beating you up. Like, you keep picking bitches to beat you up.
Right.
Every time you're on the internet, a bitch is beating you up.
Got mommy issues, huh?
You feel me?
Yeah.
You're this type of nigga. It's like trying to help a bitch to keep going back to a nigga that's whooping her ass. Like, nah.
The first time.
I break it up, but I ain't, because I done whooped a nigga before, and I ain't got nothing to do with nothing, like. Nothing. I ain't getting no head, no pussy. She ain't cooking for me, no nothing. Right. Just, I see you beating this bitch up outside. If you do it in the house, it's cool. Y'all business. But once you outside, where we trapping at, you fucking up the money. Try to break it up. He got tough. I beat the shit out of this nigga.
Yeah.
And 2 days later, he's back in the hood.
All lovey-dovey.
And she's apologizing. Man, my bad. We was just having a... Say no more. Next time he Hulk slam your ass,
yeah.
Get up.
Yeah, bro.
And bob and weave, because that left is hard.
It's kind of, yeah, but watch out.
It's going to sting.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Yeah, I did that shit one time, and I tried to... I went too aggressive. Hell, they turned on me. I'm like, hold on. Yeah. I'll leave y'all motherfuckers to it. Look,
with that, bro, my coworker...
They about to jump me out there. I'm like, fuck on.
My coworker, man, a motherfucker was fighting across the street.
Yeah.
Dude and a girl. He go out there, hey, man, you can't be fighting on her. Dude turned to him in. This is my bitch. Man, your business. This nigga go get a bat. Dude's brother go get a bat. Go back out there.
Yeah.
Buddy hit him fat sams.
Yeah. With the bat.
Smoke him. Nah.
Whoa.
Smoked him.
Damn.
Man, smoke. So when I get to work, like, we always be playing this shit. So
when it's in Louisville City?
Yeah, yeah. Nigga ran the corner from my crib.
Okay. Damn.
I go in, they're like, hey, bro, you hear about Danny? I'm like, no, what's up? Like, his brother. I'm like, no, what's up? What happened to his brother? Like, he got killed. So I'm like, when I see him later on, I'm like, bro, I heard about your brother, fam. Uh-huh. My condolences. This nigga's like, shit, it was his own fault. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told him, man, his business, how he was going to shoot him. And in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, it's your fault. But
you're fucked up.
But also on the other side of my mind, I'm thinking, I don't give a fuck what my brother do.
Right.
Like, I don't give a fuck who see him do it. If you ask me, did he do it? He didn't do it. What the fuck are you, what are we talking about?
Right.
And if you do anything to him.
And he's your coworkers?
Yes, my coworker.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, but he said it like, so it was cool. Not cool, but. That's how he took it. But for me, I don't give a fuck what my brother do.
Yeah. Right or wrong, man.
He didn't do it.
He didn't do it. Fuck y'all. He was in the right.
And I'm fighting with him about it.
Yeah.
I can know he's dead to the wrong. When we get home, we going to have a discussion about that. But I'm a nigga. I ain't never fought with my brother, though.
I used to fight my brother all the time.
We like, never argued.
Never?
Bro, never.
Over the video game or nothing?
We never argued. Like... Nah.
Talking about price,
he was
right?
Cold. Yeah, he was cold. So if he got to beating me and shit, he's like, come on, bro, we play something else.
Yeah.
And he's my little brother. He was on that type of time. Like, we never had a, never went 2-3 months without talking to each other because we was mad. Never got into it. Nothing.
Uh-huh.
No, nothing. Like, my brother, like, really my brother. So if he caused a problem, he caused a problem.
Well, damn, man.
Major problem.
That's what's up. So anything you want to say before you get out of here?
Back to the John Redcorn dude. Again, I did not mean to laugh. I don't know why it keep happening. Like, check on your friends with mental health, man. That shit is real.
It is.
Don't be a little bit nicer to the homeless community, the unhoused community, when you out and about, man. Don't call them bums and all that good shit. Because everybody ain't making a choice to be out there. People's going through shit. It's hard.
Times are hard as shit out here.
And then wherever you at, if you're in the city, man, if you got items in your house that you're getting rid of, like clothing, whether it's shoes, blankets, coats, jackets, shirts, pants, shorts, socks, underwear. Gently used underwear. Don't have us come pick up some shit with shit in it. Any of those type of items.
Hold on, cuz, real quick. So, first time you linking up with a chick, hypothetically, and y'all about to do, and she pull off some holes, some rings, some fucked up panties, and you fucking...
If it ain't no, like, with some duty in them or something?
No, just like, ho, they worn out, you know.
I ain't got nothing to do with me.
Okay. they got some duty.
Yeah. My dogs might have some holes in them or something. I might have a worn out day. Like, yeah, I mean, so
yeah.
I ain't got nothing to do with me. As long as you clean,
yeah.
Go.
It's laundry day, man. Okay, you caught on a bad day. It's all
you
good.
You got them items, man. Like, don't throw them out. Like, reach out to me on Facebook only. You set up a time and a date to come and get it, and I can get it to some people that can really put it to use.
BigandLazy.com, man. Big and Lazy Pod on the IG. We appreciate all the support. I appreciate everybody that sees me out and tells me to keep going. I love y'all. Love, cuz. Appreciate you stopping by. No episode. We touched on a little bit of everything.
Always, man.
Oh, man, just like that, we out.
Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good, good to eat. Give us something good to watch.
The Big and Lazy.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.